أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما ذرأ لكم في الأرض مختلفا ألوانه إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يذكرون وهو الذي سخر البحر لتأكلوا منه لحما طريا وتستخرجوا منه حلية تلبسونها وترى الفلك مواخر فيه ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 13 and 14 of Surah An-Nahl. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues to speak about Allah's mercy upon man, that before man came onto this earth, Allah had already known the needs, Allah Ta'ala had fulfilled the needs, and at the same time Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat and Allah's power is also known to us. وَمَا ذَرَأَ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and those things which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spread for you on the earth, مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُ, have different colors. Lots of muhaddithin, lots of the mufassirin have stated, مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُ, there's two different aspects to it. One is colorless water that comes onto the ground, penetrates the earth, the seed germinates, and this is the Qudrat of Allah, that you will see vegetations, fruit, etc., all in different colors. That is one aspect of it. And some have said, مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُ refers to its types. Different kinds of foods, different kinds of fruit, different types of crops. Each one has a different effect on the human when it is consumed. And in this way, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows us that Allah Rabbul Izzat has made different types of food to see to the different needs of man. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ, certainly in that is a great sign, لِقَوْمٍ يَذَّكَّرُونَ, for that community, for that people who take heed, for those people who accept the advices of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَهُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ الْبَحْرَ, then it is that being, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that put to your service the entire sea. Why? لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا, one benefit of the sea is so that you will eat from it fresh meat. When Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created the sea, and that is a whole different discussion, the salt that Allah Rabbul Izzat placed in it, so that all of this life, the sea life, continues to exist. And then from there, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given man that he can now fish, take out that fish, and then from there, it is lahman tariya, it is absolutely fresh. وَتَسْتَخْرِجُوا مِنْهُ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا, and also from the sea, you may be able to extract different kinds of ornaments or jewelry which you wear, the different types of pearls and all of it that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept in the sea. So it is just not something that a person goes to, it is not something that a person takes solace from, comfort from, seeing the ocean, but in it Allah has kept two types of sustenance. One type of sustenance that man nourishes himself, the other sustenance that Allah Ta'ala has kept is all the different pearls, etc. Then Allah says, وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ مَوَاخِرَ فِي, and you will see the boats, you will see the ships cleaving through the ocean. Again, another great Qudrat of Allah, that it does not sink, and all of that we've discussed in the past. So this is again a Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. وَلِتَبْتَهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ, and that you may seek from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala His bounty, that through this man has whatever he transports, insofar as goods is concerned, Allah Ta'ala had known the need, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created the facility. So do we ever make shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for all of this? وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So on the one hand, you will seek the fadl and the grace of Allah, and so that you will appreciate the bounties and the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So in this way, Allah shows us, before we came onto this earth, Allah had created all the means of existence for man, a comfortable living. Man will sustain himself, man will also then earn from this dunya, and in this way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows us His might, and Allah Ta'ala shows us His great ni'mat upon us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.